And on the line now I have Avril Lawless. Good morning, Avril.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I can, yeah. Sorry about that. Right, you're with TU Dublin, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. TU Dublin here in Blanchardstown.
Okay, now I've done a few interviews with TU Dublin and about apprenticeships and things like that. But this is a completely different thing. This is an upcoming event, Afri Hedge School 2019, Food, Fashion, Fuel. Do you want to tell our listeners a bit about that?
Yeah, so TU Dublin here in Blanchardstown campus, in partnership with Afri, who is Afri from Ireland, are going to host 2019 Afri Hedge School. And it's going to be hosted on the 13th of November, which is next Wednesday, from 9:30 to 4:00. And it's organised with the Torger students from Community New Development as part of our Human Rights module. So basically, as you said, food, fashion and fuel are the is the main theme of this. And we're focusing on climate justice and social justice and sustainability. So that's the main kind of theme of the workshops and the whole day programme that we have.
Okay, tell us a little about Afri, if you would.
So Afri are running for the last around 20 years and they've been involved in an awful lot of activism and support with young people and just general adults as well. They were a part of the Shannon Fracken situation that we had a few years ago. They're also part of Joe from Afri. Got to meet Nelson Mandela many, many years ago due to some of the things that Mr. Nelson did. And he also was part of the anti-apartheid programme with Dun Stores a few years ago. I don't know if people remember that some of the female staff refused to use some of the fruit that was involved because it was unsustainable. And Joe was the whole part of Afri, were really a huge part in working and supporting the workers there.
Yeah, I actually did an interview last week about the Dun Stores strike. It was very interesting.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really, really important that we do stand up for your own personal rights. And sometimes it is very difficult, but, you know, activism is really, really important and standing up for what you believe in. And don't underestimate the power of people, because we are a powerful force for change. And even if it's a small group or an individual person, you know, you can make change. It just needs a bit of strength in yourself and a bit of support from people around you. So Afri really, really looks at doing that with people. And it's great that they're working with the students here, because we're all about sustainable development and human rights in this course.
Yeah, now Afri, it's Action from Ireland. Do you want to tell us do you want to tell us a little bit about the what's happening on the day? It's a day-long event, is it?
It's a day-long thing, yeah. So it's on from 9:30 to 4:00, and there's a few tickets still available there on Eventbrite, so you can go on there and click in. But what we have in the morning, we're going to have Saoirse McHugh, and she's going to talk on food, and there's going to be a workshop then on the development goals organised by the students. So they're going to look at all the development goals and hit certain ones that we can change, make small changes in our lives to kind of reach those goals. So goals like good health and well-being, looking at zero hunger, no poverty, affordable clean and peace and justice, looking at like clean water and sanitation. These are all goals that are worldwide, but we're trying to make them more available to people, so they know what they can do to make small changes. So after that, we're going to have Donal O'Kelly, and he is a renowned actor, and he's done a piece of music, and it's actually going to be called... Where is it gone? It's actually a piece specifically written for the sustainable development. It's actually called Roxy's Head Has Melted. Now, Donal has previously done this on a climate change piece performed in Galway, so it's really relevant at the moment, because it's actually, he's done poetry before with us in relation to, so we have Donal O'Kelly there, and he's going to have a drama piece focused on that about fracking and future of fuel and keeping it in the ground. And then we're going to have a lunchtime, we're going to have a tree planting ceremony. So after lunch, we're going to have a participative workshop, and we're going to have a tree planting ceremony there. And we're going to have little notes that people can attach to the tree. And that's done with the Love Leitrim group, and that's by Eddie Mitchell. So in relation to the afternoon, we're looking at about 1:30, 2:00, we're going to have a workshop And this again is organised by the students, and it's going to be all different things that you can do around fast fashion and sustainability and your carbon footprint. So we have one section looking at what your carbon footprint is and how to kind of change it, different things that you might not realise, like taking the bus to college or work twice a week and not always using the car, like small little things, and giving you reasons that you can actually change. Then we also have a part where we're looking at how to actually recycle properly. A lot of the products we have nowadays have recycling, what looks like a recycling thing on the back of them. It's actually not recycling. You can't use it in a proper bin. So stuff like that, to give you the proper and the actual details on what it should be, where to recycle properly. Then we have a piece on fast fashion, which is really, really relevant nowadays. We have an awful lot of people buying fashion and clothes that they just think it's on trend and they're buying stuff, whereas you can actually go and buy secondhand clothes and still be on trend, still very fashionable. So we have a whole team related around that. We've lots of different things in that workshop, and we want to have it very interactive. So we'd like to have people come and talk to us throughout that. And then we have some music and some poetry and yeah, plenty of coffee and tea is there. Also, actually, to say, during lunch, we have free lunch vouchers that can be used in the Link building. So anyone who does come with their Eventbrite ticket, they can get a free lunch, which is always good in your student.
Yeah, it is. And it's in the Blanchardstown campus.
It's in the Blanchardstown campus, yeah. It's in the Cree building, so that's the big sports hall. So when you come in, there'll be plenty of notices around, plenty of people floating around to let you know where to go.
Yeah, and you've covered now the food, fuel and the fashion, and it's all... It's all to do with climate change.
And about the infinite possibilities. And it's just about supporting and empowering people, which is a big thing with our course, you know. Yeah. Giving people information and letting them know what's available to them.
Yeah, it's a huge thing, climate change.
It's huge, yeah. It's actually the 7th anniversary of TU Dublin hosting this with Afri Hedge School. So it's really, really important for us to get as many people out to see it. And it's the 10th anniversary of the degree itself. So it's really important that we get people coming and talking and learning in a fun way.
Yeah, and how many people are you expecting to show up? You said there's a few tickets left.
There's a few tickets left. We roughly have about 85 to 100 we're hoping for. So we've a few tickets left. We've availability for 100 people there.
And it's there you can get the tickets on Eventbrite.
Eventbrite, or you can go to the AFRI website also. There's a link there. And you can go to the TU Dublin website, there's a link there. But they're free. That's the main thing. These tickets are free.
Yeah.
So come along. If you have an hour, there's different things on throughout the whole day. So even if you have a spare hour in the day, it'd be great to just come along and pop your head in and get a cup of coffee.
And another thing, actually,
when we're doing the coffee, they're not going to be in paper cups. So we're going to have proper cups. Or bring your own cup, bring your own mug. It's all about sustainability.
Yeah. I see now the government are saying that they're going to put a levy on plastic bags.
Exactly,
Increase the levy on plastic bags. And
I'm sure we all have a drawer full of Bag for Life, so just try and use them more often.
I think they're going to put a levy on those as well.
Oh goodness, that's terrible.
They seem to think it's the answer to everything. We'll put a levy on it, we'll put a tax on this.
Put a levy on everything, that's it.
Anything you'd like to add to that, Avril?
Just to say that the people that we do have coming in are really, really, they're very passionate about all their beliefs. And as I said, we've Joe Murray, who's from AFRI, we have Saoirse McHugh, and she's a climate activist. And also we're going to have Donald O'Kelly, who's an actor and he's done a drama piece. And then just to say that we do have a lot of students that put an awful lot of work in. You know, we've spent a lot of time trying to make it very engaging and want people to take part. So it's a lot of work has gone in here to kind of bring climate action to everyone, to put it at the forefront of everyone's mind. And just if they take one or two small pieces from the day, it's going to make a big change in their life. And it'll just really, we're supporting everyone, so we'd like a little bit of support ourselves in bringing this to everyone's mind.
Now, we cover a lot of things on climate change, and it comes across that young people are very, very concerned about their future.
Most definitely. Even I know I've a young son in school, and even they're doing it. They're very aware of it as well. So it's just, every small change it makes a big difference, even no matter how small it is. It's really important to try, because it's our earth at the end of the day, and we're the generation that have to kind of work at it to make it a better place. for the people coming up after us.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely, yeah. And a lot of people say, my God, we're such a small country, is it going to make a difference when you get the lights of the USA and other places saying, you know, that this doesn't exist?
It definitely will make a big difference. One of the things tomorrow or next Wednesday you'll see is looking at the carbon footprint and what Ireland's footprint is in comparison to the rest of Europe and the rest of the world. I'm not going to give away the figures now, but it's quite surprising what our carbon footprint is at the moment compared to the rest of Europe and the rest of the world. And just even things like that will make it notice, that people will notice them and it might make small changes.
Okay, everyone, was there somebody else there wanted to say something?
Yeah, we have Ollie here also. Yeah, Ollie has a bit of history about the Hall of AFRI. I didn't have as much, but Ollie definitely has a lot of history there. Thanks, Emil.
Thank you, Avril.
Hello.
Hello, Ollie. Thank you.
How are you?
I'm doing great. And you're going to tell us a bit more now about AFRI.
I am indeed, yeah. So basically, just to let you know that AFRI actually has a meaning for itself there. So the AFRI actually has a meaning. So it actually stands for Action from Ireland.
Yeah.
And then actually just empowering about justice, peace, human rights and sustainability, which you are aware of, which sustainability is one of our topics there that we have this year. And it's actually, like Avril said, it's actually running in TU Dublin branches now for the past 7 years, which is, you know, a big number there for going on.
Yeah.
And it's been running, and then it's our 10th year anniversary in the actual course itself. Like,
it's your 10th anniversary?
Yeah, it's our 10th anniversary as a course. And they're running, and AFRI has been running it for the past 7 years. So you can see there's a lot of inclusion with the college and the AFRI school also.
Yeah, and this has gone on 7 years. Is that what you said, Ollie?
Yeah, 7 years. That's a long time, isn't it?
It is. It's a long time, and it's going back before we were talking as much about climate change as we are now.
Yeah, indeed. Like, you know, like there has been, you know, different very topics there going on, and then like I said, there, if you look at the topics of the past years, there, you can even look on our website. On TU Dublin Blanchard down there, you can see the past 7 years of what's been going on there, and it shows you, you know, the improvement that we've been making throughout the years and how the development that we've been coming up with.
Right, and this event is called the AFRI Hedge School 2019. Just explain about the Hedge School, how that got involved. I know going back in our history, the Hedge Schools were a big thing.
Yeah. So, like I said, like Afri said, the Hedge School is, you know, basically more about trying to help people. Their goal is actually to promote global justice and peace and then reduction of poverty. So they're trying to actually, like, promote, you know, global justice. So our main topic there, climate change, their main goal is to actually promote that, to, you know, to get everyone aware of exactly what's going on. And they're trying to reduce poverty also around the whole, and true activism also there. So, like I said, they're doing very, you know, great work there, and they're actually trying to reach their goal by actually, you know, connecting with colleges, and by giving that to colleges there, you have other students actually, you know, being aware of this. Do you get me? Like, so you have a lot of things like that going on where you have, if you have students being aware of these things there, we might have a bit of change there going around.
Okay, thanks very much, Ollie. And this is all happening on Wednesday, the 13th of November, 2019, in the Blanchardstown campus of TU Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there are a few tickets left.
There are a few tickets left there, only a few left there. So and it's free also, so you can just go on November right there and you just have to just sign up with your email there and it'll be free.
Okay, well, listen, well done, Ollie. And
the girls are saying you get a free lunch and a free tea and coffee also.
Great stuff. Listen, Ollie, thank you, and thank you, Avril, for that. And anything you'd like to add or anything before we go?
No, that's all. That's everything there. We'd like to appreciate you for just taking the time out there to talk to us there today.
Yeah, no, you're more than welcome. Right, thank you both very much for that.